Tony Smith, did you get out of that what you wanted to today?
Yeah, it was good. Lots of positives out of it. They were a good test team. And they're a very good team. You can tell that they're going to be up there challenging at the top of the championship again. So we knew it would be a tough test for us. And they got a few on us. They scored a few points and took advantage of a few things. But overall, we're really pleased with our boys. We blew some cobwebs out. We've been doing a lot of training and opposed training, but without that full contact, being able to, in match conditions, it's hard to simulate that. So we had to go through a match and blow out some of those physical cobwebs that we have, and it's a different sort of, puts a different angle on the whole thing of the way we train in pre-season, because whilst you're playing against and training against each other, you don't quite put in the same sort of physicality that a match like that produces. And it was very physical, that game, and played in really good spirit. I must commend both teams on that. No, I thought it was very well played in spirit and very entertaining. But a few of my older boys, there's not many of them the older boys played, but a couple of them blew out a few cobwebs. So Mickey Iam and Roy, I think it was good for Roy to get out there and blow a few away, and Steph had a brief run there as well, so that'll be good for them. They'll back up on Wednesday, as will a number of those boys. Ben Curry will feature on Wednesday night, along with, I'd say, England and Riley at least, maybe O'Brien as well, but there might be another couple that get the call up as well to back up the for the Wednesday match. But really pleased with all the babies that we had out on the park. I was really pleased with the middle tier, the teenagers and the younger group who have been with us for quite some time and in our system, in full-time system. I think they're looking more ready this year, but then we had the babies come on behind them, and I thought they were fantastic. I'm really excited. The future at the club's looking really bright with some of the young talent coming through, and it certainly puts a smile on my face to watch some of those young boys go out there and compete so well like they did.
Good for Anthony England to get those minutes under his belt, because it's been quite a while since he's last played, hasn't it?
That's right, yeah, and we gave him a fair stint. I think he got up to, I'm not sure, it might have been 55 or something along that line, on the trot. So he doesn't normally have to do that sort of game time in his position in terms of two stints after half time. But he was terrific today. I thought he was very physical and he competed really well. And he's in there fighting for one of the top jobs. He was one of those people that, wasn't just happy to be out there and having a friendly. He was out there, he's trying to secure a position in the top team, and I thought that really stood out for Anthony. And along with Glenn Riley, I thought he was terrific. And the other one that really caught my eye today, I thought Gaz O'Brien managed the game very well for us. But Dwyer was very, very good when he was on the park. They worked him over a bit. He had a lot of work to do, but I thought he was very sharp and he did a really good job for us.
And Kevin Penny did what he does well. He got on the end of those tries for you.
My word, yeah. He finished off really well on the edges there a couple of times. And not only that, he finished one off. Was a terrific try scored by down the break was down the left-hand side of the field, and he was playing right wing and finished it off under the post. And love that. It was dare I say it, Martin O'Fire-like. That anticipation from the other side of the park was what Martin was known for. And Kev's got better at reading the game and understanding that he can do some of those roles because of the speed that he's been gifted with.
You mentioned before, Tony, about players playing for positions for that first game against St Helens. Mm-hmm. You feel as though there was quite a few who did put their hands up today?
Yeah, I did. I thought in the first half we were a bit nice and we were sort of almost like a training run, and they were up against some seasoned players who had been around for a while, and I thought, just was a little bit too friendly for a while, but you know, I thought in the second half we upped the ante a bit there, and you know, upped the aggression stakes a bit as well. And I thought, you know, before half time there was a few individuals that I thought were probably up to speed in trying to get in that top team. After half time, I thought there was quite a number of them. So you know, that's good. You know, when, as I said, you've got to go through those processes sometimes of friendlies and to blow out those cobwebs and get the aggression levels at the right sort of level. So yeah, I'm glad we did that exercise, and you know, it was really, really worthwhile game for us, and you know, grateful that Lee have hosted us here today.
We saw Danny Bridge limped out of the game. Was there any problems there at all?
Yeah, just a slight twist in his ankle. I don't think he'll be too bad. He won't be too, you know, he won't be required on Wednesday, but because of the injury. But you know, I don't think it's a significant injury. And aside from that, I think we're pretty clear. So that's the other big thing to come out of friendlies that you're always looking for, is a clean bill of health, and we've got that.
Yeah, the majority of players who didn't figure today, then will they be involved on Wednesday?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Anybody who didn't play today, aside from Wood, Harrison and Russell, will be playing Wednesday. As I said, a number of these guys today will be backing up as well on Wednesday, but certainly all the players who didn't play today are certainly playing on Wednesday.
Thank you very much, Tony.